Hello, Internet. This is Human Spence calling. Tragic news, Fem and M have split up. On with the show. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to ESC Insight's weekly look at the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Lots to catch up on. The longest day in Eurovision national final history, certainly for 2012, has passed. We've got that to report on, everything else that happened in the week, stuff to look forward to the rest of the week, and a small nightmare for the United Kingdom. All that and more in the next 12 minutes or so of Eurovision action. Of course, we will be here right through until those two semi-finals and the 22nd and 24th of May, and the grand final on the 26th of May itself. Right now, well, I'm actually recording this on Thursday night. If you're picking this up on Friday morning, I am up in the air on my way to the Austrian national final. Thanks very much, as always, to BMI for helping out with our transport needs. FlyBMI.com. They fly to Baku as well. Pay attention, folks. More sponsors, more fun, more games, all of that to come and more. Yes, the longest Eurovision day of the year. An 11:30 start in the morning to head over to Ukrainian national final, and then the marathon that is San Remo, the 62nd San Remo Music Festival, finishing at something like 1 or 2 a.m. in the morning, and Italy decides who's going to sing. In typical Italian fashion, they didn't quite actually decide the song, but there we go. Anyway, how much fun was it bouncing around the stream? I mean, I remember the guy who invented BitTorrent saying, oh, I want to do P2P television and make people watch stuff on the internet. Mate, Eurovision's already there. Right then, let's start with Ukraine, though. Gaetana is going to be singing for them, Be My Guest, born in Ukraine, and then moved to stay with her father in the Congo, where, of course, he grew up. A bit of bad blood in the Ukrainian air from a couple of people, but for once, I'm looking forward to having a Ukrainian national final winner actually stay the winner and come all the way to the contest, just to show them, you know, song contest, it's all about the song. It's a nice, dancey, upbeat number. Expect to hear lots of that in the Euroclub. Latvia. Wow. Beautiful song by Anne-Marie. Best described as a strange mix of Peter Kay's Geraldine McQueen and the Trumpton theme. There's a nice appeal to this. It's a shame it'll probably not get out the semi-finals, because I would just love this to open the contest itself and have commentators all around the world going, please, stay, there's other songs. Croatia presented their song, and Nina Badrić entered Dora four times. Internal selection means that she does get to carry the flag this year, and the song will be called Nebo. As already mentioned, San Remo made their decision. Now, the newcomer, the winner was Alessandro Casillo, but he's only 15. There's no age limit on San Remo as there is at Eurovision Song Contest, so the jury had to go behind closed doors, choose somebody else, and they ended up picking Nina Zilli. The song, there's a couple. She could do the one she did at San Remo. There's a couple off the album. I think Italy are going to choose one, and there's a couple of album tracks that sound like they would be perfect. We'll keep you up to date on that in the podcast next week. Georgia selected on Sunday, I'm a Joker by Anri Jokhads. Let's just say that that has a certain double meaning for certain listeners to the podcast, and move rapidly on to Turkey. There's a spike in our website traffic. There's a spike in ESC Extras. Eurovision.tv, Yarmor Sim says there's a spike in theirs. Once Turkey said, here's Can Bonomo. Here's the song. We're doing internal presentation on artist and song, by the way. Love Me Back is the song. It sounds absolutely wonderful. Nice bit of life to it. Off-key rhythms. Just, I'm really enjoying this one. We will, of course, be judging all these songs, Jukebox Jury, as we get into March and April. So you get a chance to hear reviews on all of them as we go forward. Not just the national finals, heats and semi-finals going on around Europe as well. Last week, Finland had their fourth of five at semi-final stroke presentation shows. Two artists get dropped here, the Spyro and Ali has gone as well, unfortunately. They're having the fifth and last semi-final at this this Friday, that's today, that's tomorrow or today. Oh, that's going to be confusing. And their actual final 24 hours afterwards on Saturday. Third round of Melody Festival over at Sweden. Molly Sanding goes through, not really a surprise there. The surprise was that Bjorn Ranjeld has actually got his ticket through to Globen. Andreas Andersson and a second chance for Andreas Johnson and Youngblood. Or is everybody else would like to go, Youngblood, Youngblood, you can call him Youngblood. Whoa, that's why I'm not entering. Lithuania, third semi-final. Three more qualifiers from them for their final on the 3rd of March. VIG Roses, Bekiso Vilkai, and Monica head through there. And Estee Lyle has kicked off to the delight of Charlene and Sam here at the ESC Insight offices. Five from each of the two semi-finals to their final also on March the 3rd. So congratulations to Pop Maniacs, Odd Lipland, August Hutt, great name, Lils Lemslau, and Los Paranoias. They will be heading through to the final. Another five will join them this weekend. Okay, little bursts of news here. Nella Chibana has withdrawn from the Moldovan national final. Her place will be being have somebody else drafting in. We don't have an announcement yet who that will be. There's still hope for Sunstroke Project and Olya Tiara to get back in. We might get Epic Sax Guy back again. We shall see. Fingers crossed. They didn't go for the first time. Not sure they will the second time. Netherlands in national finals this Sunday. It's dual format to get three and then to go through to super final. Raphael Patten singing Chocolat will sing against Joan Franca, You and Me. Then Kim De Boer, Children of the World, will sing against Ivan Maturi, taking on Take Me As I Am. And Pearl Yusufzoon, We Can't Overcome It versus Tim Dusma, Undercover Lover. That's the three duels. They'll work through, and then three will go. My understanding is head-to-head. Spain and the Spanish public have selected Ahora No Nunce to be the third song, which will join the two internal selections of Ti Vida Es Tu Vida and Quédate Conmigo. And the television show can select a song that will be sung by Pastora Soler. So there's three to choose from there in the Spanish selection process, which I think is a week or so away from now. And, right, there's still no word in the British song, but I'm about to give you a song that, you know, for a moment it could have been. But it's not. Thanks again to BMI, as I am sitting here in this seat recording this previously, weird stuff, to the Austrian National Final, and of course to Baku and the contest itself. If you're looking to get out, they're certainly one of the options. ESC Extras, always, they'll be taking live blogs of the National Finals. Very, very useful to keep bouncing around all the stuff. I also know that Luke is heading up to do a double header of Finland and the Netherlands, so keep an eye on his little bit of a road trip as well. Right now, on to our song and musical number. Watson and Oliver. Back in 2006, I did a podcast at the Edinburgh Festival. Still do, actually. And this little comedy duo, Lorna Watson and Ingrid Oliver, bounced up, brand new show, a little bit wet behind the ears. Now they're on the television. And this week, saw the Watson and Oliver show. Oh, it's getting late here. And a little musical number in the middle with a special guest star. Yes, the man who we still blame for sending Scooch to Eurovision and not Cindy, even though it really wasn't his fault, John Barrowman. Now, technically, this song hasn't aired before September the 1st. You could get it in under 3 minutes. It could quite easily still be, if everybody else says no, Britain's song for Europe. It might not be, but it would be an interesting one to send. I'm John Barrowman. Yeah, it's off the telly, so there's going to be some audience noise. Sorry. Couldn't miss this opportunity. Thank you.
I've never seen a face as perfect as the one I'm seeing now. Cheekbones so defined, her skin tone so sublime. She's like a swan or a very successful international supermodel. Her beauty makes me tingle. I can't believe she's still single. She's the one.
I'm the one.
She's the only one.
I'm the only one. We'll get a car in the country.
Torchwood makes a lot of money.
I'm the one.
But wait a minute, who is that stage left?
It's me.
Hello. Beauty beyond compare. I prefer them with blonde hair.
Watch how I walk and sing at the same time.
Amazing.
Well, what's she doing?
Now I'll sit down on a chair, then get up and walk to there.
You're the one.
I'm the one.
You're the only one.
I'm the only one.
You are ruining my soul.
No, you're not.
Can't you both just get along?
I'm the one.
No, I'm the one.
You're the only one.
Which one? There will never be another.
Do you have an older brother?
That's the one.
Take it to the bridge, everybody. The thing is, girls, you need to know, I'm only here to promote my show. Neither of you's quite right for me. I don't do heterosexuality. Key change, I'm the one. I'm John Farrow, man. I can act and I can sing. I'm pretty great at everything. Oh, I'm the one.
The one.
Go on, BBC, you know you want to. You know deep down that you're just going to say no to Adele, to Right Said Fred, to McFly, to Reforming of Atomic Kitten. Send that. Because if we are going to go down, we are going to go down in style. Maybe. I'm John Barrowman there from the Watson and Oliver show, and honestly it's not going to be the BBC entry, but if it was, you heard it here probably the 27th time, because it has been around YouTube quite a lot. Okay, busy weekend. Austrian national final tonight, also the Irish national final. Can anybody stop Jedward? And semi-final 5 over in Finland. 24 hours after that, Saturday the 25th, Finland will have their national final. 3 semi-finals as well. Second round of Estelau over in Estonia, the 4th semi-final in Lithuania, and the last semi-final at Melody Festival in with Danny Saucerino, Charlotte Pirelli, another G-Zone song. 2 to go forward, 2 to go to Andrew Sanchin, 4 to fall over, and 8 ran. Sunday we'll see 2 national finals, Slovenia national final, Netherlands national final. Wednesday we'll hear the song from Macedonia. We'll also have the Bulgarian national finals. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Another 7 songs by this time next week, who will be going to the Crystal Arena in Baku. We'll be landing there on Friday, May the 11th. There'll be everything from the backstage. We'll have the daily chat shows coming up. We'll have Jukebox during the 8 weeks before that as well. It is getting to be an exciting time of year to be Eurovision Song Contest fan. Not that it isn't all the time. And yeah, stay with us. Twitter.com/ESC Insight. Facebook in that place is electric guitars happening when I can find the button, because I'm stalling. I'm not really. It's here. Number 8. Like this.